Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
My greatest strength is building ballrooms. 651-461-9226. What is your greatest strength? Wrong answers only. What is your greatest strength? Wrong answers only. My greatest strength is building ballrooms.
It's a good strength.
It's a unique one.
Yeah, it's impressive.
I mean, he's fairly unique. He's was the president one time, president again. He's a billionaire.
TV star.
TV star. So why not have a unique greatest strength?
Mm-hmm.
Building ballrooms. Are you much of a ballroom connoisseur, Dave Harrigan? I'm Chad Hartman here on CCO.
Not to spend a lot of time in enough ballrooms to be a connoisseur.
I don't think I am also. I feel like if you're a ballroom connoisseur, you like to dance.
Sure.
And you like to go to formal events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 0 for 2.
You like a gala.
A gala. Carla, my former girlfriend, who I still get along with great, she would always say, let's go to a gala. And I'd always go, you go. Go with anybody you want. She'd go, guys, too. Yeah, because I know you love me. You're going to come home to me. So go gala away.
You're not a gala guy?
I go to the occasional gala, but I really would rather not. Do you get excited about going to a gala?
Yes, who doesn't?
You know, I mean,
a lot of there's an open bar.
Let's be honest, a lot of times the galas are for great charitable causes.
That's the one. Those are the ones I attend.
So, yeah.
Get a little silent auction action, maybe a live auction too. Hold the paddle.
Yeah, do we still have folks who that's their main gig?
Oh, yeah.
Where they're just doing the auction thing?
We got the auction people. They're with us every spring, NMDP, the Flatibos.
Yeah, they're good, but I'm talking about the, it's 25, 25, you know, like the super fast ones.
Well, no, they do that bit too.
Yeah, do they?
Oh, yeah, I've been to them.
At what point do you realize you have that skill set within you? No, hold on, when that is your greatest strength.
Maybe it's like
manipulating your mouth in a rat-a-tat way and unsays. I guess I have that strength too because I called NBA games.
That's right. Were you one of the guys that when you were young, you would call games into a tape recorder? A lot of play-by-play guys talk about that's how they got their start. They would practice as kids because they just loved hearing it, try it themselves.
Yes.
Maybe the great auctioneers line up all their stuffed animals and, you know, action figures in front of them. All right, next up, we've got a trophy
cook.
I received for
cook's
third grade.
Briefly there with action figures. Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, everybody's got to have a greatest strength. Dave, what's your greatest strength?
Not responding to text messages promptly.
Yes, that is correct. We're going to get to somebody who can't respond on her phone in a little bit because it's just – how Rena is still with us is one of the greatest upsets of both of our lives. I mean, every other day, and we both love her, and I don't think either one of us is exaggerating in any way. She's truly one of my favorite people on the planet, and I know you feel the exact same way. But there is a calamity waiting her every 10 minutes.
She's the most injury-prone person I think either of us have ever met.
Ever met.
And now if something terrible were to happen.
And I've been around sports my whole life.
We'd never know.
So we'll get to Rena in a little bit. Let's, what would cause you to care? That's my question here. What would cause you to care? Because guess what? Trump Epstein, they're back in the news. And this starts early morning when the House Democrats release emails which are damning about the president of the United States and his former very good friend, Jeffrey Epstein. There's no denying that at one point they were very good friends. Trump continues to say that once he found out about the association Epstein had with young women, he was a pedophile. He, it turned out, was an absolutely deplorable, disgusting, vile human being who the authorities looked the other way for way too long. And he palled around with big names like Bill Clinton and Donald Trump. And so we have the files. We have the island. We have did he kill himself? We have Ghislaine Maxwell. We have Ghislaine Maxwell now at a different prison. So the House Democrats release some emails today, and then the Republicans respond. And so my question is, what causes you to pay close attention? Because initially, among the emails, Epstein wrote, and this is well before Donald Trump was president, spent hours at my house with one of the victims. It turns out it's Virginia Giuffre, who, if you believe the Republicans, because the Republicans, what, about an hour and 15 minutes ago or so, they said, basically said, the Democrats are targeting the president. They're cherry-picking emails. Here's 20,000 documents. Here you go. They say where the Democrats redacted the name, it's this woman who was horribly abused by Epstein's actions and Ghislaine Maxwell's actions, took her life. But she has also publicly said that she never saw any wrongdoing by who? Donald Trump. And so the Republicans are like, oh, isn't that convenient that you're picking these emails and you're redacting someone's name who has said she saw no wrongdoing from the president of the United States. Part of what it said, this is an April 2011 email from Epstein to Ghislaine Maxwell, who's as awful as him, procuring young, underage teenage girls to be sexually assaulted by grown adults. Just mull that over without having this, your skin crawl. Among the emails, I want you to realize that that dog hasn't, the, I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. He spent hours at my house with him. Maxwell wrote back, I'll be thinking about that. That's referring to a victim who the Republicans are contending when they release these 20,000 files that that's Virginia Giuffre, who has said, as I've mentioned multiple times now, she said no wrongdoing from Trump that she saw. Doesn't mean that completely exonerates him. And so let's just go over this again. Too many people spent time with Jeffrey Epstein, who you would think, as intelligent as they were, knew what the hell was going on. And would it shock me if Donald Trump and Bill Clinton were in the category with Prince Andrew? Nope. It would not. Both a very questionable decision with women. However, underage women? Like, how young? Think about Bill Clinton and Paula Jones and Monica Lewinsky and all the allegations he's faced. Okay? Donald Trump, are we, what, 25-some accusations of women and sexual harassment over years and years and years? So when supporters of the president say, well, that was all organized? Well, This happened decades before he was going to run for president. They could see the future. The comeback from a lot of Republicans. Now, wait a second. If the Biden Justice Department had the Epstein files, so to speak, and they detested Donald Trump, why didn't they make those public? Seems to be a fair question. You also have, with the House voting to end the government shutdown today, and I think the chances are what? They have 99.9% it's going to open?
Might be higher.
Yeah. Mike Johnson is going to finally seat the Arizona rep, who, unless somebody waffles, will give 218 votes to release files. But have the Republicans just made that irrelevant by releasing what they did today? I think they're probably, our Democrats can say, no, wait a second. There's more to this. So if you read these other emails, and Michael Wolff's involved, and Michael Wolff, his credibility as a journalist is dubious at best. He is a salacious gossip who's been writing about Trump forever. This is not exactly a show that's Team Trump, but Michael Wolff and credibility and accuracy, sometimes, but a lot of times, no. I mean, he's basically being an advocate in one of these emails how Epstein should leverage Trump. So he's not detached in any way. What would diehard Trump supporters, the most MAGA of MAGA, have to see in the documents for these folks who believe, some believe he's a chosen one, some believe he should be president for life, some believe he's the greatest president ever. These are the most loyal followers that Donald Trump has, which in our lifetime, different ages, obviously, but no politician has created loyalty with his followers, a greater following than Donald Trump, correct?
It's not close.
Right? The most accurate thing he's ever said, and he bumps into accuracy occasionally, I could go out on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and my supporters would still stay with me. He's right. A lot of them would. It's AI. Deserved it. Had to protect himself, whatever it might be. So how grotesque would it have to be? Would they believe, I mean, outside of pictures and videos, and please, for the love of God, let's not see those. And I hope he's not involved. I hope Bill Clinton wasn't involved. There's something demonic in you. If you're an adult in your whatever age, and I'm not talking like you're 19 and she's 17. We're not talking that. We're talking 30, 40, 50-year-olds who are signing up to be a part of this, who are coming back for more with, what, 13, 14, 15-year-old children. But what would MAGA have to see, and what is... what do you have to see for your curiosity to go up? Because the politicos are talking about it today. Caroline Leavitt saying they're just targeting the president. And the House GOP did respond quickly and saying, okay, you released three. Here's 20,000. What do you want to say about this? Love your feedback. What would interest you? Do you have any interest today? What would you need to see? And if you're passionate to support the president, and I think he had about 75 million votes last election, so he's got plenty, right? What would cause you to say, that's it? I thought he was my guy, but this is a line that I cannot cross with him. 651-461-9226. Back with the dialogue in moments. Where was I yesterday? Yep. 50 minutes with a flexologist, Isaac. Isaac is really good. after busy travel, la-da-da, good for me, and a lot of plane flights, and it all was amazing, the body needed a little help. And Isaac guided me through 50 minutes. Where am I normally tight? Hamstrings, too tight. Calves, too tight. The issues with my feet that I've talked about. Help there. The rotator cuff issue. A lot of spots. I'm Methuselah. I'm 190 years old. Isaac helped me. I felt taller. I felt better. I can feel it today. It's Stretch Lab. There are a dozen plus locations in town. Go for that 50-minute opening session. $69. It's not like stretching at home, which you should do. Train professionals. Then they'll give you the options how you should keep going. I go. 18-year-olds go. 80-year-olds go. People super fit go. People lay around go. It's the best. Do it today. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to both topics at hand, because the president did say his greatest strength is building ballrooms. And so I asked texters early, tell us your greatest strength.
Do you have one? Is it now officiating weddings?
I'm one for one. I'm one for one. And also, not taking a step back. What if I did? She was done.
Not falling to your doom. One of your greatest strengths.
And I was blowing about 30 miles an hour, okay? And let me tell you, at one point with the wedding where, I was the officiant for Hunter and Michaela's wedding, I had two copies. I brought four copies of two in Michelle's, one in her suitcase, one in my suitcase, one in her travel bag, one in mine. So for the wedding itself, I had one in my back pocket and one in the kind of the inside jacket pocket. Mm-hmm. And I was going to start the thing and have it float away. And I thought, what if the other one then somehow slips out of my hands? And I thought, this could be funny, but then it could be a disaster. When I'm just winging it, like, how about cargo pants? You know, I didn't really think they wanted me to do that at that point. So other greatest strengths, killing 12-pack before the 10 o'clock news. Congratulations. Greatest strength, finding the most expensive thing in the menu in the store. My greatest strength was in the fan between noon and 3. I was talking to that chef for a long time last night. Shockingly, he called me about golf. Greatest strength, ability to look good in a vest. My greatest strength is bugging the hell out of Trump deranged host. I'm not quite sure why Chad had to poke fun at Trump about this whole ballroom thing. He's getting private money raised to fund it. It's going to create jobs. Okay. We made fun of it here because he said in the soundbite, my greatest strength is building ballrooms. Okay. Then it is privately funded. Then you find out who has privately funded it. And the number of individuals who've donated to the president, who have government contracts with the president, who have matters in front of the federal government right now. And you're like,
perhaps some backs are being scratched. Is that what you're telling me?
Now, let's be honest. Every politician has dabbled in the back and forth, right?
Can't see that.
Donald does it at Tiger Woods 2000 level. Okay.
Butch Harmon?
The crypto guy, all of a sudden is pardoned. He, of course, is the crypto guy who has allowed his family to be worth billions in crypto. So I'm not suggesting other politicians never did it, but Trump's Barry Bonds in like the early aughts at this level. Let's see. Let's get back to more of this. Donald Trump is guilty. There's many pictures of him with Epstein and many documents. He's a vile human, and no one can change my mind. Well, just because there's pictures of him with Epstein, and there are, they were indisputably pals and friends. Come on. Anybody objectively knows that was Trump in the 50th birthday, right? And Donald and attractive women in New York for decades? Yeah. Donald Trump facing sexual harassment suits? There's 20-some. Yes. Proof that he's a pedophile? At this point, Dave, there's zero, right? There's nothing.
No, there's not proof. There's not proof that he knew of what Jeffrey Epstein was doing.
Doesn't matter that Giuffre didn't see anything. These emails look pretty bad regardless of when and how they were released. No, it does not end it by what she said. But if one of the emails, which is talking about Trump and her and an association, and the Democrats redacted it, and then the Republicans reveal the name later, and it's her, and she said before, horribly, she took her own life because of all this that happened to her, that she never saw any wrongdoing by Trump. If you don't mention that, aren't you admitting a key part of what's going on?
You are. You're basically lying at that point.
Right. We're still waiting for Democrats to prove Brett Kavanaugh is a rapist. Don't hold your breath for them to prove anything about Donald Trump. By the way, I watched and consumed all that. I never felt like Brett Kavanaugh was completely exonerated. You did too, did you?
No.
No. Was there at least one witness where that testimony didn't hold up as strong as it should have? Correct. 100% correct. But complete exoneration, that's like saying the Russia thing. Go read the Senate bipartisan report about Trump, Russia, and the 2016 campaign. And you know the co-author that is? Secretary of State Marco Rubio. And again, if you think the Trump campaign was completely exonerated, when you read that, if you're objective, you won't. More text. Dems had control and didn't release Epstein files. Don't you think if DJT was in there, we would have known? I'm afraid everyone is in there, and the files were scrubbed a long time ago. We'll never know. Epstein did not commit suicide. Okay, well, this person is speculating on something that has been disproven over and over and over again. I get that all of a sudden, out of nowhere, when he's supposed to be under this constant watch, and he committed suicide, a lot of people who have completely different political views have looked at this repeatedly and said he committed suicide. So again, they're all in on it. Everybody from Biden's DOJ to Bill Barr to what's happened with this one, they're all in on it. I'm not quite sure. Anybody that has a daughter should absolutely not support the people in charge because it means you approve sex with underage girls. It's really sad. First of all, anybody with a pulse should never approve disgusting, awful behavior involving acts of pedophilia, right? You have two daughters. When you think about this, something happened to your daughters, it's going to resonate with you differently. But if you didn't have two daughters, I know you as a great human being, you still would be equally outraged,
yeah,
right?
Of course. You've got three sons. It's not like you said, well, I don't have a girl, so I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, come on. It's more than that. Let's see if we can track her down because it's not guaranteed and she might be injured. But our friend Rena, we think potentially, might be next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.